The City of Speyer and the History Channel welcome you to the Memorial Church. Of all the diets that were convened in Speyer, the session in the year 1529 occupies a special place in history. Indeed, many Protestants view it as the birth of their church. In the years following Luther's posting of his theses in 1517, the Reformation had won the support of numerous rulers and, above all, representatives of imperial cities. Emperor Charles V and the Catholic majority of the Estates of the Empire tried, however, to make up ground lost to supporters of Luther, who were decried as heretics. The majority decision of the Diet in Speyer ordered that the Edict of Worms ban on Luther's teachings should be strictly enforced in Catholic states, a move affecting 6 princes and 14 imperial towns. The resulting protest by the minority rulers is the event that gave rise to the term Protestant. The neo-Gothic Memorial Church was built to commemorate this historic moment in history. Its slender filigree tower features prominently on the Speyer skyline. Construction of the church began in 1890, and it was consecrated in 1904. Protestant communities from Germany and the rest of the world raised the funds to build this impressive edifice. There were also contributions from private patrons. You enter the church through the hectagonal memorial hall in the ground floor of the tower. A bronze statue of Martin Luther stands in the centre of the hall. The 3 doors that lead into the church itself are flanked by statues of the protesting princes. The brackets of the doors are adorned with the coats of arms of the 14 towns that supported the Speyer protest. The large window over the central doors shows Luther at the burning of the papal bull of excommunication. The nave is also adorned with magnificent windows. They depict biblical episodes and serve the preaching of the gospel. They also recall events that are of great significance to the Protestant faith. On the right-hand side, for example, Luther is depicted posting his 95 theses. Other towering figures in Reformation history also have their place here. In the Imperial Choir, named after Emperor Wilhelm II, apart from Luther and Calvin, you'll also recognise the figures of Zwingli and Melanchthon, close to that of Jesus Christ, who's flanked by the Apostles John and Paul. Especially impressive are the 2 rose windows, each with a diameter of 10 metres, the Mission Window and the Martyrs Window. They depict the spread of the Protestant faith and the persecution of its followers.